Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, Mike.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing all right. How about you?
Outstanding.
Man, I am just on pins and needles because East Group C is going to come down to Friday at 2:30. Hawks and Cavaliers.
Oh, right. Yep. Ew. The Cup. NBA Cup. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, I saw.
What do you mean, who?
I was like, no, I'm going to say who. I was like, ew.
What do you mean, who?
Ew.
Come on, man.
I mean, I got
Let's
the fever.
Lock in.
I got
championship
the cup.
Fever.
I got the cup fever.
The MLS Cup, that's gone. Okay, we can't have that now.
No, I can't.
But we
can't
can still have the Emirates NBA Cup.
Now, the winner
so
of this game.
We got to lock
is,
in.
Is this the winner goes to Vegas, right?
Or not they, quite to Vegas
oh,
yet.
Okay.
But I think they
okay.
would be right. one step away from Vegas.
Okay.
Maybe two steps. I'm not sure. I proclaim myself to be an Emirates NBA Cup sicko, and yet I don't really, off the top of my head, remember all of this. But. Even last night at the game, I was like, oh, they have no chance to beat Cleveland. Well, I don't know. It's tough to beat the same team twice in 3 days. You know, you play them tomorrow, you play them on Friday. Let's roll the dice. See what happens. Hawks could be the Cinderella story of the NBA Cup.
It seems like their win streak is coming to an end, right? You know, I mean, talking about Cleveland, they were all hot and everything. It's time for them to come back to the pack a little
Well,
bit.
They got obliterated by the Celtics, yes. And then they turned around and won, I think, another two or three in a row.
Yeah, they've only lost the one.
They've only lost the one. So, yeah, I mean, why not give them two? And three.
Anyway. See, the funny thing about the Cavaliers is, like, and I have a lot of respect for them. They're a great team. Do they strike you as, like, 96 Chicago or 18 Golden State?
No.
Like, no. I don't get that vibe from them.
No, they're not that. But I think it's like... You know, I think this is sort of a symptom of a couple of different things. Like, they're certainly good. There's no question about that. They have continuity. They brought back the whole group from last year, which nobody thought that they were going to do. I also think people just don't really watch the NBA that closely in the first couple months. So it's like when they're 17-1, people are like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. They're really good. They're really, really good. And they're playing awesome basketball. So, look, I don't know. Do I think they're going to win 75 games this year?
No.
But
well, they've
them and the Celtics are the class of the Eastern Conference right now.
They
it's not close.
They absolutely are. And I was not intending for my segment to be a shade session on the Cleveland Cavaliers. But it really is interesting how their schedule broke to begin the season. Again, you've got to win these games, but Toronto, Detroit, Washington to start the year. They did beat the Knicks and Lakers. And then Orlando, twice against Milwaukee when they were scuffling. Milwaukee has since turned it around. New Orleans, they did beat Golden State, but then Brooklyn, Chicago, Philadelphia, Chicago again, Charlotte. They lose the game to Boston. Then New Orleans and Toronto again. And now two against Atlanta. Like, that's...
nice.
Sweet drop. Like, look at their December schedule. They have to play the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Heat, and then they go to the West Coast, Denver again, Golden State, the Lakers. So they might come down to earth pretty soon.
Well, let's start this week. How about that?
How about we start this week?
We were talking about Trey during the break. Obviously, I mean, he's leading the NBA in assists. He's clearly, at least to me, it seems clear. Maybe I'm giving credit because I want to, but it seems clear that he's more focused on distributing and trying to get these young guys' confidence up and really move the ball around, which he's doing and is working. But it just looks like something's a little off offensively with him when he's trying to get his, especially in crunch time. And maybe I'm reacting to what last night looked like.
No, I mean, we were talking about it. His floater is off. Yep. I feel like he goes through spells where that happens. He's not taking as many threes, but I think that's more, just as you said, an effort to be more of a distributor. I do see him expending a ton of effort defensively. I think he had three steals last night, if I remember correctly off the top of my head.
Correct, yeah.
So maybe, you know, maybe it's just a little bit different where... you know, the complimentary scorer is not a backcourt player now, but a frontcourt player.
Yeah.
It could just literally come down to that. I also don't think the rest of the league really respects Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels' scoring abilities the same way that maybe we do in Atlanta. And I think Trey, I don't see teams like blitzing Trey and trapping him and doubling him the way that they were doing 2 years ago. But I do think Trey has the disadvantage of always drawing the opposition's best defender, because I don't think there's a lot of fear around the NBA yet that, Jalen Johnson, I don't know if we can stop him, or Dyson Daniels, I don't know if we can stop him. So that might be part of it, too. I don't think he's hurt. I don't think it's anything like that. Okay. Like, I know he had the rib thing. I don't think it's that. I think if he was hurt, he would probably make that known, and to an extent, the Hawks would have to put it on their injury report as well.
Like, Atlanta United's, obviously, their season came to an end in Orlando on Sunday. And my question for you, and I know that everybody's question is about Rob Valdez, how big of an offseason is this for this organization going forward?
Oh, it's enormous. Because, A, you have, put the coaching thing off to the side, you have two designated player spots available to fill.
Right.
And we've talked at great length about how in Major League Soccer, the way the salary cap works, where good teams are built is through their designated player spots. And Atlanta United's been playing with one hand tied behind their back all year, which is a testament to how great a job Rob did.
Right.
Because they didn't have Yorgos Giakoumakis and Thiago Almada, in Yorgos' case, most of the year, in Almada's case, more than half the year. So you're playing with two, if you were a three-armed monster, you have two arms tied behind your back. Now they're going to be able to address that. All right, they're going to be able to go out and get two designated players. I think below that level, some of the rank-and-file players, I think you're going to see major, major changes with this team. Major changes. The coach has to be resolved. You're going to have a new general manager. That's one of the reasons why I think you're going to have major changes, because you're going to have a new team builder now. Mm. And philosophies might be completely different based on the coach that you bring in. And I hate to say this, I don't think people are going to want to hear this, but if you're talking about, like, new coach, new GM, two new designated players, a bunch of new TAM-level players and below, that is not a quick fix. Okay, that's a process. Mm. And this playoff run was nice, but I don't know if there's going to be a whole lot of patience around here for another rebuild, for half a season or more next year until you can finally get this finalized in the summer transfer window. It's going to take a while based on...
Which comes first?
As far as...
the GM coach. Do you think they hire the GM?
I think it could be simultaneous.
Okay.
And I think it'll probably be pretty soon on both.
If it's not Rob Valentino, which, I don't know, kind of just based on the timeline.
If it were going to be him, I think they would have said so by now. And I hate to say that. I said it on the broadcast on Sunday. He would get my vote if I had a vote, but I don't have a vote.
Me too, and neither do I.
If you were going to keep him, you probably would have announced it.
So if he's not the guy, does he stick around as an assistant like he has?
I think he'll try to be a head coach.
Yeah, at this point.
And he should be.
He should, absolutely.
He should absolutely get that chance somewhere. He absolutely should get that chance somewhere. If not in Major League Soccer, maybe in USL. But I think he has more than proven with, again, two hands tied behind his back with the roster that he had. Just from the emotional standpoint, he got this team motivated to win four playoff games, essentially a fifth playoff game on decision day. That's magic tricks. I mean, that's outstanding coaching. So I think he'll get a chance somewhere else, and I hope he does.
Mike, where do you think, because we were talking, obviously, college ball and everything, and obviously Penn State did get the win and everything.
Barely.
But they won.
Oh, you were right.
Barely.
But it was
close.
It was
muttering in my hotel room in Orlando. Hot sauce is really going to trick off this game.
They were trying.
But I would think fake punt.
The Big Ten as a whole, though, as far as the Indiana, the whole debacle, not debacle, but they got beat by a better football team. But the other debacles that happened that day in the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, is it – because of what happened in the SEC, do you still think they're there as far as inside the top 10? Talking about Indiana, is it only because of what happened? You know what I mean? What happened to Alabama? What happened to Ole Miss?
That's a really good question.
Or do you think they are that good?
That's a really, really good question. I don't know what the committee thinks.
Right.
I think if I were ranking them, I would not have them above a two-loss Alabama, a two-loss Ole Miss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I will have them above a three-loss Alabama or Ole Miss because wins and losses do matter.
Absolutely.
Strength of schedule matters. Wins and losses do matter. I thought Indiana played really well at Ohio State. I thought Indiana was more competitive against Ohio State than Penn State was against Ohio State, partially because they were on the road. That final score is misleading. Ohio State, I thought, ran up the score on them at the end. That was a completely needless quarterback sneak at the end of the game when they could have taken a knee and just run out the clock. So I was very impressed with the way Indiana played. I was expecting them to get boat raced, and they did not. What will the committee do? Watch where they put Georgia in relation to Indiana tonight. I think that will be very interesting. I think that'll give us a hint. Because eye test wise, I don't think there's any doubt, and I'm not saying this because we're in Atlanta, I don't think there's any doubt, eye test wise, Georgia is superior to Indiana.
Oh, right. Yeah, without question.
Eye test wise.
Without question.
So where will the committee rank Georgia in relation to Indiana? And that's going to tell you a lot about how resumes and deserving teams are maybe ranked ahead or behind of best teams.
Yeah, I think Georgia will be the highest ranked two-loss team because I think they have the best resume of any two-loss team.
I think they should be.
And they'll be ranked ahead of some one-loss teams, too. They'll be ranked ahead of Miami, as they have been. They'll be ranked ahead of Indiana, like you're talking about, SMU.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about Indiana. Like, that's where I'm going to be interested.
How far they go down? That was my biggest thing.
Yeah.
How far do they drop?
Because they were fifth, right? It's not like they were second or first. They were fifth. So to be 10th is not that far.
You know,
to be 9th, to be 8th is not that far of a drop.
The other team that I'm really curious to see where they come out tonight is Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Probably 4, right?
They were 6.
I don't think Penn State drops just because they nearly tricked the game.
Yeah, do you jump them over Penn State?
Well, some people have done that as an AP poll.
They were more dominant.
Notre Dame, Abe and I have been talking about this. Notre Dame, physical team, that's the team no one has been talking about. That might be the dark horse of this whole thing. And no one's going to be happy.
I know they're a good football team. The coach, I mean, they want to run the football. I love the quarterback. They just I don't know what they want to do with it.
I think they are set up so perfectly for a winter playoff game outdoors. They're going to run the football and play good defense.
What if they lose to USC on Saturday?
Then they should be out.
There's no way in hell.
In fact, I don't think there's any doubt.
There's no doubt. If they lose to USC.
Honestly, USC I think the Northern Illinois loss should be a disqualifier to begin with.
But. Is it because it was so early, though?
Yeah.
If they lost to Northern Illinois this week, they'd be out.
They'd be out.
They lost to them in September, and no one has a memory that goes past yesterday. So
that's
good,
true.
Good for them. Mike, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike. All right, guys.